Hello everybody, welcome to More Celebrity Facts with me, Lisha Lang. This week I'm talking about, why not? It's coming up to Christmas, so I'm going to talk about Santa's little helpers called elves. So here we go. In English speech and cultures, Christmas elves are diminutive elves that line with Santa Claus at the North Pole and act like his helpers. Christmas elves are usually dispersed as green or red clad with large pointy ears and wearing pointy hats. They are most often dispersed as humanoids, but sometimes as furry mammals with tails. Santa's elves are often said to make toys in Santa's workshop and take care of his reindeer, among other tasks. The association of Christmas presents with elves have presents of the in half of the 19th century with the Scavenian of Nisseltimote, who St. Nicholas himself is called an elf, a visit from St. Nicholas. Elves originated from the Germanic mythology in various regions of Europe. There were similar supernatural beings that can be connected to elves, such as kobolds from Germany and house spirits named brownies in Scotland. In medieval Europe, elves were seen as nefarious and were often linked to demons. The image of elves in the workshop were popularised by Goody's Ladybug and were the front cover illustration of the 1873 Christmas issue showing Santa surrounded by toys and elves with the caption, "Here we have an idea of preparations that are made to supply with young folks and with toys at Christmas time." During this time, Goody's was instrumentally influential of the birth of the Christmas traditions, having shown the first widely circulated picture of a modern Christmas tree on the front cover of the 1850 Christmas issue. Additional with recognition and was given Austin Thompson's 1876 work, The House of Santa Claus and Christmas Fairy was shown from Sunday schools. In the 1823 poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, commonly known as Twas the Night Before Christmas, often attributed with the Clement Clark Moore. Santa Claus himself is described as the line 45. He was a chubby and plump and a right jelly old elf. Prior to the influence of St. Nicholas in Sweden and given out of job gifts was done by Yo Goat. By 1891, the saint was merged with which was previously an elfish dwarfish from Guardian. Following the work of Jenny Nostrum, the hybrid figure became known as Jotulmetten. In North America and the British Isles, the modern legend Santa Claus typically included intimate elves at Christmas, green-clad elves with pointy ears and pointy hats, as well as Santa's employees/assistants. They make toys in Santa's workshop located in the North Pole. In recent years, other toys, usually high-tech toys like computers, video games, DVDs and DVD players, and even mobile phones, have even despite as being ready for a delivery but not necessarily made, but in the workshop as well. In this portrayal, elves slightly resemble nibble and decayed versions of dwarfs in recent films. Example, the Santa Claus series and the Christmas Chronicles. The elves' jobs also include operating police air force protecting the North Pole, helping Santa outside the pole when he is captured in the real world ward police, as Santa's secret service like bodyguards. Claws. The elves are generally said to live hundreds and even thousands of years, despite the fact that in some cases they appear eternally youthful as children. Valentin Desari, Sheldon's children's picture book, The Christmas Tree Elf, tells the origin story of how Santa met his elves. It also includes Blink the Elf, who also introduced Santa to his elves and saves Christmas by extinguishing a Christmas tree fire. A strong connection to Christmas and the elves can be found in a popular fairy tale, The Elves and the Shoemaker, published by the Brothers of Grimm in 1812. In this tale, a shoemaker who had not been able to meet the demand to make more shoes is greeted by several elves just before Christmas to finish all the shoes for him. So now you know about Santa's little elves. So yeah, they work extremely hard though, don't they, those little elves. They try and make sure everything is on track and make sure all the gifts are made before Christmas Eve, and then Santa will do his big Yuletide journey in a matter of actually 17 hours, I think, now. So not long now, we're getting a bit close. So yeah, they want to make sure that he finishes right on time and make sure he gets to all the locations on time. So they are really good little helpers. So yeah, that is me done for another year full of celebrities. So join me next year as I talk even more celebrity. So, yeah, have a Merry Christmas, every single one of you, and a happy and safe New Year. And like I said, I'll see you all next year for more celebrity. So stay tuned, everybody. Take care, and bye for now.